This podcast is designed to provide helpful information on the subjects discussed and should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical condition. For diagnosis or treatment of any medical problem, consult your own licensed physician or healthcare provider. Welcome to Prostate Cancer Aware. I'm Jonathan Chance. Thank you so much for joining me for an episode I think you will find to be very enlightening. The topic for this show comes from something my doctors told me to do during my treatment for prostate cancer, and it is something that everyone can do very easily. In fact, it is something my special guest, who will be joining me in just a minute, has been doing his entire life. This is an episode you don't want to miss. Joining me now on the telephone is my dear friend and special guest, Fritz Coleman, who is a five-time Emmy Award-winning stand-up comedian and former NBC weathercaster. As a comedian, he has opened all over the United States for entertainment icons like Ray Charles, Debbie Reynolds, Jay Leno, George Benson, the band America, and too many more to mention. He's made 8 appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. He also spent 40 years as the main weathercaster for NBC Los Angeles until he retired in 2020. He currently has a new comedy special, Unassisted Living, that is available now on Tubi. His award-winning special, It's Me, Dad, played on KCET-TV as their Father's Day programming for several years in a row. Fritz, welcome to Prostate Cancer Aware.
I'm so glad to be with you. I want to congratulate you on the great service you're providing for men. American men have this odd sensitivity about everything having to do between their waist and their knees. And I think we're less likely to have things diagnosed down there. And I think you're providing a great service. You're opening men up to something they ought to pay closer attention to earlier in their lives.
Well, thank you for the kind words, my friend. And as you know, during my treatment for prostate cancer, my doctors told me to keep a positive attitude and laugh as much as possible. And that is what I'd like to talk with you about, the connection between comedy and health. Because if you're laughing, there is no room for negative thoughts, which is so important when you're battling a disease like prostate cancer. In fact, many medical studies have shown that there is something physiologically that happens when people are laughing out loud, which can also have a positive effect on your immune system. As a comedian, have you had people mention to you how your comedy has helped them through an illness or a tough time in their life?
Yes, I have. And you did the background information very well about that. It's a medical fact that laughing hard releases endorphins, and endorphins are a positive chemical effect on the brain. And although I'm sure that somebody who has heard me throughout the years would say that I may have helped them sort of at least momentarily forget the pain from a disease. But I can tell you that more frequently, people will come up to me after a show, particularly in the era that we find ourselves in now. There's such a great dark malaise out there. There's such a division between people of varying political thoughts. It's dark. And people come up to me and say, you know, I needed this 1 hour laugh because it took my mind off the world. It just made me feel better about myself. So in sort of not deeply medical ways, but at least in emotional ways, I think comedians provide a great service, particularly right now.
You know, studies have shown that a good joke can help relieve stress, anxiety, even depression. Have you personally experienced any healing effect from doing your comedy and living in the comedy world?
100%. You're exactly right. First of all, there's a positive effect of having the communal experience of live entertainment with people. And another thing, which is sort of me being by myself, humor is very cathartic to me in the creating of it. 50% of the joy of stand-up for me is writing it. And it's a very zen, sort of a cathartic couple hours I spend every day writing material. And I get to process my thoughts. And in sorting out my thoughts, it's a positive effect on my frame of mind. So you're right about that. I feel better writing it. I feel even more of the wonderful effect of performing it. But there is an almost spiritual affect of getting up and making a group of people laugh and getting them to recognize a common experience. I'm an observational comedian, and I just comment on the common experiences. Right now, the common experiences of getting old. The name of my current show is Unassisted Living, which is just me spinning tales about the effects of getting old. And when you get people on the same page, that's a very powerful elixir for a performer to be recognized for maybe putting into words something that other people feel, but they don't put into words themselves.
You were a beloved weathercaster here in Los Angeles on NBC LA for 40 years. When I would watch you on TV, outside of a major weather incident that affected lives and property, it seemed like you took a lighthearted approach to your weather reports, but yet were able to adjust them if needed to coincide with the type of news that was being reported that day. Am I right?
100%. You're absolutely true. I was hired from the Comedy Store. I'm not a meteorologist. I was hired, I describe it as being the palate cleanser between the tragedy at the top of the show and the sports that came on after me. But my job every day was to sort of get a sense of the tenor of the show. It would be totally inappropriate for me to just be light and have some fun and joke around with the anchor people if weather was of consequence. As you mentioned, when there are brush fires and there are gusty winds and people's lives can change, or they can lose their lives, or they have livestock and pets they have to evacuate, those are the times when you have to be very serious and on point and sort of set the mood for the weather. And I know people are paying attention to my every word, and my attitude about what I'm talking about can sort of dictate what their attitude is, and they can either be really scared or calm, depending on the attitude I have on the air. But most of the time, in non-catastrophic weather circumstances, as you know, in LA, between April and October, the weather is morning clouds and fog, hazy afternoon sun, high in the low 70s. My whole job every day is to come up with new ways of describing the same weather pattern that lasts for 5 months. And so that's when I can have fun. You know, being respectful of the news that's going on, I can't come out of a freeway chase or a drive-by shooting and then try to be the jokester. That's inappropriate and doesn't work. So I just have to every day figure out sort of where the flavor of the news is before I treat the weather as I should.
I want to switch gears here and talk about prostate cancer. Prostate cancer runs in your family, which means you are at greater risk for getting the disease. Tell us about this and why you are so diligent about getting a PSA test.
My father had it, so I keep an eye on mine because there's a slight genetic component to that. My father had it, and he had 12 radiation treatments, never had chemo, but that was enough to cure him. But sometimes there are no symptoms. I mean, you don't feel anything. You may have problems with an enlarged prostate and your urination, but that's a typical male problem. And so he didn't feel anything. And I think it was just a regular physical that sort of brought this thing to light for him, and he caught it. So I just to keep an eye on mine and get a PSA test every 6 months, and so far, okay.
Fritz, you have a new comedy special that our podcast listeners can check out online. Tell us about that.
I have an hour special. It's called Unassisted Living. It's just sort of my musings about getting older and the experience that people of a certain age had during the pandemic, about having grandchildren, about having to move in an older age, about being insecure about your age when you're an old man, and just common experiences about getting old. And it's available on Tubi. Tubi is a free advertiser-supported streaming service. It's available to everybody. For instance, in the Los Angeles area, if you have Spectrum and you turn your television on, the Tubi logo actually falls right on there in the upper left-hand corner, but you can also access it online on your computer. It's free, very unobtrusive commercials. They have one at the beginning and one at the end. It's not a big deal. The reason why we were able to get it on streaming is because we pitched it as the fact that there are lots of comedy specials on streaming services, but very few of them cater to my demographic, which is baby boomers and older. I'm in my 70s. And also, I work clean. And Tubi thought that was a great idea, so it's up there now, and it's free. And I hope you'll watch it and like it. I also am doing a residency at the El Portal Theater on Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, which is the venue where I taped this special. I'm in the small theater in there called the Marilyn Monroe Forum, which is 100 seats. And I'm doing a show every month through March. And it's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons once a month. You can check their website, elportaltheater.com, and see where we are during the month. And we have it at 3 in the afternoon because I have to be sensitive to people in my demographic and have them home by dark. So they appreciate the early start.
Fritz, I really hope that anyone who is listening to this podcast who is going through a tough time, or if they're battling a disease like prostate cancer, that they will incorporate laughter into their lives and check out your comedy. Now, if you'd like more information about Fritz Coleman, his comedy, and his upcoming shows, as well as his special on Tubi, check out the show notes for the link to his website. Fritz, you are a wonderful friend. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to talk with me on this episode of Prostate Cancer Aware.
Let me tell you, I am so thankful to have been invited, John, and I thank you on behalf of most men who have insecurities about their biology, and thank you for the great service you're providing them, because you're making them aware and making it okay to discuss it and to think about asking the doctor about it and to think about having a urologist on speed dial as I do. It's a very important thing. So you're providing a great service over and above your great service in journalism all these years.
Thank you so much for the kind words, my friend. And I really hope we can get you back on another episode of Prostate Cancer Aware in the future.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
That's going to do it for this edition of Prostate Cancer Aware. If you'd like more information about prostate cancer, early detection, men's health, or my new book, Unaware, which is about my battle with prostate cancer, check out the show notes on this podcast for the link to our website. Also, if you'd like more information about Fritz Coleman and his Tubi special and his comedy shows, check out the show notes for the link to his website. I'm Jonathan Chance. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, stay aware and stay healthy. This podcast is designed to provide helpful information on the subjects discussed and should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical condition. For diagnosis or treatment of any medical problem, consult your own licensed physician or healthcare provider.